Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days, he's spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son, he created the universe. These opening verses of the letter to the Hebrews declare that God has always spoken to people. He did it in the Old Testament as he spoke through the prophets, and then in the New Testament through his Son Jesus. It's good for us to stop for a moment and reflect that he didn't have to speak. He could have chosen to create humankind and then leave us alone. He could well have looked at what a mess people made of the world and decided to remain silent, but he didn't. His choice was to communicate. Before launching into this wonderful letter, we should stop for a moment and praise God that his desire is to communicate with us. In the Old Testament, God spoke many times and in many ways through the prophets. Often the communication was in the form of words, but on many occasions it was through dramatic actions, such as the moment when Jeremiah wore an ox yoke in order to demonstrate the nature of the oppression that the people would experience under King Nebuchadnezzar. It was the same in Jesus' ministry, which not only embraced wonderful teaching, but also many actions which showed his compassion and love, and supremely in his death on the cross. For thousands of years, God has been speaking. He is still speaking today. And the question that we must all ask is, are we listening? Are we willing to set aside our self-centeredness and pride and allow the voice of God to challenge, nourish, and strengthen us? That's an important question for all of us, but perhaps particularly for those who've been Christians for a long time. It's very easy to think that because we know the Bible stories and have received good teaching over many years, that we have nothing new to learn. But the truth is that every day we need to be listening for the voice of God and have a willingness to let it change our lives. So let me ask you a question. In what ways has God spoken to you recently? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we praise you that you're a God who speaks. Thank you for the ways in which you speak directly into our lives, day by day. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.
Allow your faith to guide you. Grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Wright Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.